Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show about SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about the future of Starship at Boca Chica Starbase, Texas. And we're going to be talking about some things that will need to happen in order for the next Starship and the next booster to do a orbital flight test that should, in theory, be happening sometime this year, according to Gwynne Shotwell and also Elon Musk. Now, if you're not familiar, Booster 7 has been moved from Stage 0 at Starbase to the bay again. And this seems to be for further testing and also possibly for the grid fins to be attached to the top of Booster 7. Booster 7 just went through an array of cryogenic testing, and it seemed to be successful. Hey, let me know what you think in the comments. When do you think this is actually going to launch? And do you think it's going to be Ship 24 and Booster 7 or Ship 24 and Booster 8? Because Booster 8's almost complete. If you look at that data, it looks like the next step for Booster 7 would be to get the grid fins. They do some checkouts of Booster 7, and then they move it back to the orbital flight area a couple miles down Highway 4 towards Boca Chica Beach and put it back on the pad, put it back on the orbital pad, and continue doing some more cryo testing. It will take a couple more cryo tests and some more pressure tests in order to get this properly tested for the orbital flight test launch, hopefully sometime this summer. Now, they did have a pipe that they replaced in the middle of Booster 7. The downcomer pipe seemingly was crushed, and it looked like that went all well with the recent cryogenic tests. So going forward, it seems like they're going to continue doing those cryo tests down there at the orbital flight area. Now, they're working on the lift arms at this point. They're working on Stage 0 at this point. That's the stage that's underneath the booster. That's all the launch stuff that's underneath the booster and the ship. So Stage 0, meaning the lift arms, the launch pad, all the piping and all the electronics, everything, aviation stuff, that's at the bottom. That's called Stage 0. So we have that they're working on still, and they continue to work on that. Elon has said numerous times that Stage 0 is just as hard, or if not harder, to get right than boosters and ships. So even if they do have a booster ready, and if they have a ship ready, if Stage 0 isn't ready, then they can't launch the orbital flight test until this is all complete. And you have to remember that sometimes these things will take a long time. I'm the same way as you. I feel the same way about all of these tests. I wish they would get this done so I could watch a launch. Like, that's what I'm hoping for sometime this summer. I'm going to come back down to the Brownsville area when they do an orbital flight test, and I will watch a launch, possibly from South Padre Island or some other area around this place. I've been living in Brownsville for the last 8 months, and it is absolutely beautiful down there, and it will be an amazing sight to see a fully stacked Starship fly. And Elon has said this numerous times, maybe it's not going to clear the pad. Maybe it's not going to make it out of the Stage 0 area. And if that were to happen, the future of Starbase would be put in a little bit of jeopardy and would be pushed back a little bit. Starbase Texas, I should say, because they're also building a Starbase-type facility over in...
This show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff and all my photos, and you get unlimited computer backup from Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore return refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
Kennedy Space Center near 39A, Pad 39A, where they launch Falcon 9s from. Hey, if you could take a second and please like this video, if you like this kind of content, that would be really helpful. Thank you. And they launch humans to the International Space Station from that area. And they also have Pad 49. That whole area still has to undergo development and testing and things like that in order for them to actually build a two stage zeros. So that's in the works, and that's a huge area for SpaceX. But there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done for that, and that's going to be years down the line. So they're working on this Texas site, and if they get the environmental review passed down here at Texas, then we could possibly see a launch sometime, maybe sometime this summer. So Gwynn Chetwell said, you know, hopefully June, July. And Elon has kind of said the same thing, parroted the same thing, that it's possible that it's June or July. Now, we've already had completion of some of the environmental review for Starship launch facilities down there. The Endangered Species Act consultation is complete. Section 106 review is complete. This is all from the FAA, so it has to go through the FAA in order to launch as well. Endangered Species Act consultation, NOAA, and the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, Section 305, are all done. The only thing that's left to be done is the full environmental assessment, and that will be done in 14 days from today. So that's possible that once that's completed, they need to have flight readiness for ship and booster, but I don't think they're going to get it done in 15 days. I think it's going to take a little bit longer than that. I don't think at the end of this month we're going to get a launch of Starship and Booster 7. They have a lot of testing to be done. We don't even know where all the Raptor 2s are at this point for the ship and the booster. Booster's 33 engines. Ship has engines as well, so there's a lot of engines that are kind of out in the wild someplace, or at their McGregor testing facility. And there's been a couple mishaps at McGregor lately, or possible test to failure tests going on. So there's a possibility that the Raptor 2s aren't even done yet, you know, and that they still need to produce a bunch of Raptor 2s in order to get this flight ready. So it could be months before the Raptor 2s are even ready for this. So I'm just kind of putting this into perspective of what is even possible at this point. So the next step here, assemble Ship 24, looks like a really great next step here. Ship 24 would be absolutely perfect. It'll be a perfect time to take it down to the down to the orbital flight pad. Not quite yet, but soon. But take ship 24 to the orbital flight pad, test it out with the chopsticks. They still have to do a fit test with 24 and booster 7 as well. So when they fully stack the ship on top of the booster, then they can do full cryogenic testing of a full starship, which is going to take a little bit of time too. And I don't want to be a downer here, but I just want to let everybody know, in comparison to what we have been seeing, you know, Falcon 9s launch all the time, and we all want Starship to launch, but there's a possibility we may be here until, you know, September, October, possibly even next year before a Starship launches. So just hang in there, stay active in the community, hang out, make a comment below, please. Let me know what you think and when you think Starship, if it's going to be Ship 24 and Booster 7, are going to launch. Please let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching, everybody. Take care. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time on the Space News Pod.